This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, just what I need.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
For the soul. Matty Merlhagger, God bless him.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell. And left his living in a cheap hotel.
Desert quiet.
Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. I don't need your prayers, it's true. Say that he left me too. He only did what he had to do.
I knew what the Chicago Tribune writer would do before I ever sent the email an hour ago. I knew what he'd do. And my feelings aren't hurt that he dissed us because he's so powerful. I'm sad because I knew that this random individual who I picked this morning to illustrate something to the viewers and listeners would be this little cowardly slime ball that I thought he was. I've had more than 20 major publications just in the last month or so want to do major profiles and come down here to Austin, Texas. And I've told them, no, I'm not doing it. Go make up whatever you want. I know you just want to interview me so that you can then act like you were actually a journalist and act like there's credibility to what you did. You're trying to write a roadmap to attack Alex Jones. I've been down this road. I don't care. I'm in hundreds of articles a day, thousands a week. What do I care about you, okay? Now, I said, if you want to do a live debate on air with me, I mean, I was thinking about getting like the London Guardian, the New York Times, and the New Yorker Magazine, everybody else here, and have them just all right here debating me live on air. That could be their interview. And they said, no, we want to go to dinner with you, and we want access to your family. Oh, yeah, I've heard it all before. Good luck. That said, though, you get these little egomaniacs that nobody knows who they are, like this Rex Cupcake guy. And I just saw, literally, said Google said there were thousands of articles today with Alex Jones, Hillary Clinton in it, but hundreds and hundreds specifically on the earpiece. And look, James Woods pointed it out, looks like an earpiece. Bush was clearly wearing one. We're saying, is she wearing an earpiece? I mean, this is a known liar, involved in all sorts of stuff. She's got Secret Service people beside her, doctors, you know, saying, it's okay when somebody asks a question. She's clearly got mental problems. So he comes out with a column, Trump and the mainstreaming of dark craziness. So I send him an email. I'm going to show TV viewers the email. I say, good morning, Mr. Hupke. And then I transcribed this, but I mean, Nico transcribed it, the voice memo, but sent it. Alex read your recent column, Trump and the mainstreaming of dark crazies, and obviously disagrees with your perspective, but he welcomes the criticism, would like to invite you on the show to speak on one-on-one with him about your perception of InfoWars. This year's election and anything else on your radar. He picked your column at random out of numerous articles written about him and would like to invite you on to defend your ideas and have a serious discussion with him. And what I'm going to start doing is every day we're going to pick one of these people. People ask, in fact, it's a criticism. Why don't you have opposition on? Why don't you have people with opposing views can't handle it? They will not come on, none of them, because they all just get talking points and regurgitate it over and over and over again. And you read the article he wrote, it's all whatever the PR boss of Hillary wrote weeks ago that she put out in that alt-conservative speech. I mean, it's written like a seventh grader was, you know, talking about some evil monster it saw under the bed or something, okay? And so he comes back with, ha! That's all these narcissists have. Ha! A serious discussion. That's a good one. Well, you know, we'll say whatever you want, dumbass. I do have some thoughts on how the Obama administration used fluoride in my toothpaste to turn me into a mindless lib zombie. Well, I mean, Harvard has 25 studies saying it causes a massive IQ reduction, and the White House science czar wrote a book admitting they put it in the water to lower your IQ. It's called EcoScience. It's free online. Read it. He goes, but I'm saving that for a more credible outlook. At least all part of being credible. My answer to your question is no, absolutely not. Not ever. Not in my career, depending on it. I'm going to come back and finish up with this. Stay with us. But this is the essence of cowardice.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, come on, come on, come on! You gotta know that the Motor City Madman's a patriot. He's the soul of that guitar. It's like Kurt Russell's a patriot. Always knew it. Everybody I love is a patriot. It's amazing.
Here I come again now, baby. Like a judge.
By the way, I haven't seen this yet because she attacks me almost every night. But Rachel Maddow reportedly did some big demonization campaign last night against a bunch of the nutraceuticals we sell. And then literally they have nutraceutical and supplement ads on MSNBC, all over Fox, everywhere. I mean, you go to the CVS or anywhere, it's all over the place. And, but it's like bad. Again, this is the Clinton playbook that came out in their foundation documents, not from the current Clinton Foundation, but from their library foundation, that they were saying back in the early 1990s, we can't let any other opposition media ever sell books or newsletters or coffee cups or products or films. They might create an industry. See, they get it. Yes, that's right. Funding ourselves with the information warfare. Creating a culture. Creating a civilization outside of your new dark age. So I'm told that it's just ridiculous. And she sits there for like 10 minutes reading out products and descriptions and things, just flipping out over it. And this is economic warfare. It's why they're trying to do hack attacks to hurt us and trying to get the, you know, FDA in on us and all this other stuff, as if we didn't prepare for that already. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, she said Breitbart doesn't have a right to exist. She's going to try to shut it down if she gets elected. Right there, anyone in their right mind should vote against Hillary. Julian Assange, super liberal. He says she's, quote, a demon, destroying our freedoms. But I'm very honored to have these type of attacks going on. So as soon as we get those clips together, they were just telling me about them during the break, we'll play some of it. We're going to have the Mr. Maddow special. Just have a little bit of fun with it all. Because you know, actually, she's an incredible thespian actor, actress. She plays Chris Hayes, or Chris Hayes plays her. It's actually the same person on air. I'm being sarcastic. That's satire. Maybe not. Sometimes I'm confused. I just love the pinhead act of Chris Hayes, those glasses. Like, he's a little smart. I have this Bob's Big Boy haircut, and I'm going to talk to you like I know everything, and we're really intellectuals. But our followers on the street can't find their butt with both hands. So, continuing, quote, ludicrous, boom, Hillary, get out the way, get out the way, Hillary, get out the way. I'm not into vulgarity, but I really want to do a music video with Ludacris and bitch, move out the way, because it really does detail it all. I mean, just get out the way, get out the way. Go get in your stretcher, have another seizure, whatever it is you do with Uma, and just sail off across the pus-filled ocean of green globules that you so love. And just leave us alone. We don't want to be poor. We don't want to be stupid. We don't want to be controlled by you. We want fast cars. We want guns. We want private property. We want America. Get out the way. Get out the way! Oh. I'll be honest. I don't listen to a lot of hip-hop and rap, but when it's good, it's good. I mean, some of it is totally mindless, just like most rock and roller stuff, but I tell you, there's some good stuff out there. And it just came to me a few months ago. I hadn't heard it in over a decade. That particular Ludacris song, Bitch, Move Out the Way, is the way to go. I mean, it's just everybody gets it. Move out the way. I mean, I'm going down the highway at least 100. You're doing 50. In fact, it hit me this morning. Winston Smith being tortured in the allegory of 1984 by O'Brien at the Ministry of Love, where they torture you to death. Winston says the ability to be free is to be able to say 2 + 2 = 4. And O'Brien goes, you're absolutely damn right it is. By the time we screw your brain up and turn you into a mindless idiot, you won't be able to even have a coherent thought. But it's beyond that. People that drive in the fast lane, the ability to only drive in the fast lane when you're passing is civilization. Because I drive by the people that'll be doing 55 and a 70 in the fast lane with 3-4 lanes of traffic. I'm having to drive in the slow lane because they're in the fast lane, and I look at them and they always look completely blitzed out of their mind. Old white guy, Hispanic lady, black lady, I don't care. And they're just, I mean, they have no idea what planet they're on. And I'm telling you, it's a good third of the drivers are in the fast lane. They think, oh, there's an open lane over there. I'm just going to go drive over into that. I wish the police, and I'm not into giving tickets and stuff, but listen, I want $1,000 fines if you are in the fast lane and you're not passing. I want $1,000 fines. In fact, I want you arrested because you are spiritually getting in the way. Get behind me, Satan. Bro, that Ludacris song is almost a Bible study. I'm not kidding. It's like holy text. Maybe you could like play that song to Rachel Maddow at Camp X-Ray, and she would, after the 50,000th time she heard it, finally get it. That we want you to move out the way. Move out the way. Move out the way. You got it? Move out the way. Everything you do is about making us a dumb, stunted, moron, idiot, and I'm tired of it. Excuse me. We're going to make a big initiative out of this. Will any coward face us? Is there any amongst the mainstream media that aren't cowards? Because they sit up there, and it's all about this authority, and they're the anointed ones, and they tell people who can be interviewed and who can be talked to and what is acceptable information, like Gary Johnson telling the town hall reporter, was very polite. Excuse me, you don't use the word illegal immigrant, you use the words I say. And he goes, well, no, it's illegal, and you know that's what Mexico calls it, too. And, you don't do that, I control reality. No, you don't control reality, Karl Rove, or Gary Johnson, or Rachel Maddow, or this person, Rex Humke, that no one's ever heard of, at the declining, collapsing Chicago Tribune, just like the New York Times, totally bankrupt, owned by the Mexican kingpin. Well, he's actually the Muslim kingpin, or whatever he is, a Middle Eastern kingpin, by way of Mexico, that owns the New York Times. And then he writes this article. And again, I just randomly this morning saw a whole bunch of these articles attacking me. They were all basically the same script that goes out. They just then kind of rewrite and regurgitate how evil I am and how no one should listen to me and how horrible it is the Trumps are listening and, oh, my God, it's horrible and you better not do that. You know, you better not touch her medical issue. Hillary's warned people. You're being told. And so we sent them an email. And I'm going to start doing this every day. We're going to send emails out to the media, the so-called media, and we're going to say, hey, we disagree with you, but we'd like you to come on, talk about how horrible I am to my own audience. Maybe you can save some of these people. And he said, listen, I go on credible outlets. Oh, my gosh, you're so credible. Wonder how big that paycheck is over there. I probably aren't even paid there at the collapsing Chicago Tribune. But you've got your little ego, probably live with mommy. I'm sure, I mean, looking at this Rex Humke guy, probably lives with mommy. I mean, certainly he wasn't raised by a man. Because he only does what Hillary says, what mommy says. He only talks to who mommy says. I mean, the idiot thinks we want him for credibility. No, your own corporate whore media keep saying we only have people on that agree with us. I'm trying constantly behind the scenes to get you cowards on because you're idiots. I want to get you up here and make you look like a fool, and you know that, so you don't come on. Because you're a keyboard commando. That's why the name of his column is Thoughts from My Fingers. How about Thoughts from Your Butt? And it continues, Trump and the mainstreaming of dark crazies. The same talking point, dark-hearted Alex Jones. I mean, you got anything that's original in your little fop brain? Now, continuing here, yeah, how discredited am I going to be as it comes out Hillary is sicker and sicker? So that's why this works that way, dum-dum. So he sends us this email back. We're very nice. We said we'd like to have you on. This is just an hour ago. He says, ha! Well, first off, I got laughed at. I'm back in junior high. I'm going to go cry to my mommy. The other kids at the playground laughed at me. Oh, boy. Ha! That's very intellectual. Ha! A serious discussion? That's a good one. I do have some thoughts on how the Obama administration used fluoride in my toothpaste to turn me into a mindless lib zombie. But I'm saving that for a more credible outlet. Anybody can Google Harvard studies, 25 of them, lowered IQ, brain damage, on and on. I mean, they're pulling fluoride out worldwide. The EPA has said take it out of the water 5 years ago. Hadn't happened yet. But you make little jokes because you can go, ha, ha, with your keyboard. To answer your question, no, absolutely not. No, never. I love how you say it over and over. No. To answer your question, no, absolutely not. No, never. Not in my career. Depend on it. Is that like a man? I mean, a woman doesn't even write like that. It's just like, yeah. It goes on. And shame on you for the fear, hatred, and nonsense you sling about for the sake of a con. Again, huh. You're goofy. You're not credible. Oh, shame on you. Just all like, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo. This is the you think he's trained in this. This is who he is. This is a pack follower. He would follow an entire latrine down a drain if he was told to by Hillary. And I'm telling you, I predict we're going to send these out to hundreds of these people, and I guarantee you 1 out of 50 will come on. because these aren't men. These are followers. And they think attacking me, the dinosaur, collapsing with 6% trust rate, AP reports, you think I am scared that you're saying I'm horrible and evil? This, please continue giving me the blue ribbon at the fair. I mean, these are Oscars. These are Grammys. These are Emmys. More.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By the way, I said it was like 8-9 minutes. I'm sorry, it's 13 minutes long, and I'm going to have to play it. I only saw a few minutes of it during the break. It's Mr. Maddow, Ron Maddow, last night on MSNBC. literally just flipping out with my face up there with Putin's and Trump's, like it's the new Mount Rushmore. And like I'm this evil scammer because I point out that there was mainstream news articles saying that if you have a lot of selenium in your body, it's very hard for Zika to replicate. I mean, I live in Texas where Zika has been found. I'm giving it to my kids. We came out with a high-quality organic selenium. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not bad selling vitamins and minerals. But, again, what we got to do is actually find clips of the advertisers on MSNBC. You guys got a mic open. That have pretty good sponsors. I mean, they've got some nutraceutical sponsors on Fox that are excellent products. I mean, it's like, what? You're selling serotonin reuptake inhibitors and all these other drugs that admittedly have all these horrible side effects. And then we're doing stuff like, hey, you know, we got BioPQQ that has the equivalent of, you know, 50 cartons of blueberries in every serving. I mean, it's a fact. So this is economic warfare. They think doing this, it's going to somehow hurt us. So we're launching the Rachel Maddow special. No, the Mr. Maddow special. On every product she plugs and attacks, an additional 15% off. Because some of these already have like 20% discounts running through this weekend. We also have high-quality storable food, government's hoarding food, government's digging in, government's preparing for collapse. We think it's important, and hopefully none of this happens, but to have high-quality storable food, I know I've been increasing the amount I have. I know the rich elites are all moving to armored redoubts and putting in safe rooms, but we're bad. Now food's evil. Maybe they'll pass a law saying, I can't say you need food to live. Or Jones's newest conspiracy theory, you need oxygen to live. That's insane. Next, they'll say carbon dioxide is what plants live off of, too. It's ridiculous. Everyone knows we've got a band of hydrogen monoxide. Water. Meanwhile, I have articles like this in front of me. They're banning George Washington and Thomas Jefferson from high schools, colleges, you name it. I'm going to get to this later. Because they own slaves. And they moved to try to get it banned, but couldn't. So what do you do when this is going on? And I'm not defending the institution, but it wasn't all like roots to understand that. Basically like sharecroppers. Now, you had really trashy, horrible people that didn't, you know, were doing the horrible things. But the point is that there were slaves in the time of Jesus that the Jews had. Do we have to stop teaching the Bible because there was slavery? Slavery was worldwide until 200 years ago. And then England started the process of banning it worldwide. Christian abolitionists. Fact. Evil white devils began the process of banning slavery worldwide. And then evil white devils started running around blowing stuff up and killing people here until they started banning it here. So it's just not fair to blame whites across the board. It's ridiculous. But I'm already digressing. We're dealing with a global organized crime syndicate that has dropped any pretense of being honest. They're going completely insane. And Trump has come out and said in a speech yesterday that Hillary Clinton is running a global criminal enterprise. And that's why they're going for broke. But the biggest news that I only mentioned a little bit last hour is coming up in the next segment. Hillary was in Ohio and had to go into an emergency tent for 45 minutes with stretchers and people running around like a beehive had been hit with a baseball bat. This is big news. What happened in Ohio? Our reporters were there and have the video. It's coming out. First, here's Donald Trump on the criminal global enterprise of Hillary Rodham Clinton.
The whole country saw how unfit she was at the town hall last night, where she refused to take accountability for her failed policies in the Middle East that have produced millions of refugees, unleashed horror of radical Islamic terrorism all over, and made us less safe than ever before. Throughout it all, she put the country, and I mean the entire country, at risk in order to cover up her pay-for-play scandals as Secretary of State. These include scandals giving up uranium to Russia, doing favors for UBS Bank, and selling contracts to friends and family in Haiti. It's all about hiding criminal enterprise, and that's what it's about. As part of her criminal cover-up, Hillary's, and you know her staff, you know it well, you read about it all the time.
We're going to come back and play this full clip because it's historic that he's telling the truth. He's incredibly bold, and what he's saying is all true. And so the criminals in the dying mainstream media are doing everything they can to try to stop the American people from taking their country back. The Russians kicked the oligarchs out. We're going to kick your asses out as well, parasites. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Resistance is victory.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
God is victory.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in
into my little world.
Painful to me.
You can see that Hillary's up there. Anybody disagrees with her, she flips out. Totally drugged out, totally brain damaged in her own fantasy land. Emblematic of the collapsing globalist system. Arrogant to the end. Our greatest strength is the enemy's arrogance. We're not powered by arrogance, but by dogged, stalwart determination. And to know that we have God on our side in providence. For the new enlightenment. And the next true leap forward. All right, these headlines are too insane. I haven't gotten to a lot of these. I want to finish up with this incredible Trump speech, this clip that I cut short. And I want to then get into Rachel Maddow. It's a 13-minute clip. I don't know if I can hear the whole thing. We're going to put a blurb up on Infowars.com. dealing with it. But again, it isn't about Rachel Maddow talking about us, because she literally is one of the top shows on MSNBC. 500,000 viewers a night. I mean, that's pathetic. Sweetheart, we put out videos every day that get millions of views apiece, just individual videos. This show has upwards of 4 million a day terrestrial rated listeners on radio stations. And that's a small part of our audience. I mean, you're a joke. You are a joke. But you're totally White House run on record. So it's very interesting to just see what you say and how amateurish it all is. It's funny to really see them flounder around like this. We do have a preparedness special running right now, 30-40% off on high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. But we've added a lot of new specials. We're adding the Mr. Maddow special. That's actually what it's called. And it is 20% off of Survival Shield X2 because that's ongoing, 50% off Supermill Vitality, 50% off Deep Cleanse. These are the things she all demonized and attacked. Oh, my gosh. We're so ashamed that we went on air and talked about how selenium is good for you. And then they claimed it was tied into articles that were on our site at the same time. Like, that's something bad. Yes, I'm here going, hey, we're selling selenium. Wow, it's in the news about selenium and Zika. Wow, look at this. Yeah, exactly. But see, with them, everything's from a deception point of view. So if something lines up, it's like a deception. No, we've made a big deal that day over the fact that we have an article out about selenium and Zika. Our writers didn't even know we were launching a new product, BioTrue Selenium for mustard seed, needed electrochemically throughout the body. I mean, if you're a Rachel Maddow viewer, okay, a lot of liberals I know are really smart on supplements. Selenium is like the hottest thing for a decade. I mean, if you don't have electrochemical activity in the body without it. You die without it. And most of the forms that they put in multivitamins and things are synthetic. So, yes, we sell BioTrue Selenium for mustard seed. I'm very proud of that. It's like we're guilty and bad because I sell Hillary for prison shirts at cost. I should sell them for a profit to fund the operation. I mean, General Flynn says, yeah, lock her up in prison. That was chanted at the RNC. It was said by mothers of dead Navy SEALs. I think Hillary should be in prison. And I'm economically and culturally kicking your ass. MSNBC's been bankrupt for years. It's just propped up by the big banks because they don't want to admit their facade has fallen. We're not bankrupt, Dumbo. You try to come in with the FDA and shut down our supplements, snap my fingers. The listeners will flood us with more money than you ever saw. You can't find your ass with both hands. You don't understand what you're dealing with, and you're a joke and a fake liberal and a pseudo-intellectual, and I'm sick of people like you. You're a joke. How are you going to feel as more and more about your world government comes out and more emails come out and more corruption comes out? You think WikiLeaks doesn't have stuff far worse than it's releasing? That the power structure itself doesn't want out because it's so damaging. You really hitched your wagon to the wrong pony, sweetheart. Again, she's just a symbol, an example, a figurehead, a logo of what we're dealing with here. But they are coming after us on every front, which I'm very, very proud of. But let me just go over some of these headlines for you. George Washington banished by PC police, WorldNet Daily. The president of San Francisco Board of Educators wants Washington and Jefferson banned as school names because the American founders had slaves. And they want colleges to pull the name off of dorms called Lynch. It's an Irish name because there's a word called lynching. This is total war on reality. A history professor rips down campus 9/11 Never Forget posters. This is the same professor that came out and said that we deserve 9/11 and it happened because we're imperialists. No, the globalists worked with Saudi Arabia to carry this out. And Al-Qaeda is carrying out its own Islamicist garbage. Carrying out its own Islamicist colonialism. Let's continue here. Assange, up to 100,000 pages of Clinton documents come true. Earlier I was going from memory, I said 10,000 more next week. I have to correct myself. See, I don't really exaggerate. I tend to just somehow dial stuff back. It's 100,000. Well, let me correct myself from last hour. Pages of Clinton documents to come. That's next week, so get ready for that. But it's okay. We have a video clip up on InfoWars.com. Nancy Pelosi on Clinton emails. Let's just move on from this and just forget about it because she's been caught in total lies. and more is coming out. We have this Botoxed, taxidermied, living dead creature worth billions of dollars, worth nothing when she got into office. This bloated creature up there. I mean, give me a break. It's like a Pomeranian. Don't worry, though. Former IMF economist declares war on cash as we must get rid of it to bring in the world government. Dozens of pregnant women have Zika virus amid growing outbreak in Miami, International Business Times. But don't worry, don't tell women about the international studies that it's basically almost impossible to get Zika if you have high amounts of selenium in your body and that only the deficiency allows the virus to replicate. Don't tell anybody to go to the local drugstore and get selenium. Don't tell anybody the answer. A major mitigator. No. No, no, no. Or Rachel Maddow, who looks anorexic on TV. In person, I'm told she looks like a beanpole. And I'm not trying to tell how she looks, but it's like, why is it so authoritative if a woman doesn't look like a man and she's got a short, or a woman doesn't look like a woman, she looks like a man, and then it's like the uniform of these arrogant, weird women with big, long giraffe necks and big Adam's apples like they're aliens, and then they just sit there and spew talking points off a teleprompter us. So I got plenty of intellectual points against Maddow, but, I mean, what is it? I mean, what's the issue? What's going on? I mean, I don't care if women like women. I like women. I get it. The point is, I'm a libertarian. The point is like, what is it about these people? Why is she out to get us? I mean, what do we do to her? This is the net. I mean, look at that. I can't even do it. Just like, I just get themselves all. Doesn't matter. We don't have any viewers compared to Alex Jones. We imagine we do, so we're important. Look, the whole world's against you, lady. The whole world's turned against you. You're a joke. Your goddess is a faltering creature spewing up huge green globlets. If your goddess was a reincarnated Marilyn Monroe, I might have to, you know, admit you're going to win. But see, you hate the goddess. That's why you don't ever look like a goddess. You hate women. You want to control women. You want to pimp women. You think strength is imitating the worst men. You are the opposite of a feminist. Let's get that clear, sweetheart. Now, continuing with our coverage here of Chris Hayes, Rachel Maddow, let me get into some other news here. Obama pushes lamed-up TPP despite uproar over pro-corporate provisions. Syrian rebel who kidnapped and shot journalists twice, now CIA-backed moderate. Of course. And then I've got articles here where the Mexican government wants to renege on the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo that ceded California, Texas, parts of Oregon, New Mexico, you name it, to the United States. Here's a little newsflash. There were six flags over Texas. There were four or five flags over California. The Mexican government couldn't hold it from the natives. And so this claim that this was all Mexico is just stupid. Yeah, Guatemala was Mexico too. Couldn't keep that. How many Americans know the history of Mexico? Almost none. How many Mexicans know it? Almost none. I know it. Probably read 15 books on the subject. Santa Ana was engaged in all these atrocities. Basically brought back slavery. Didn't call it that. The Guatemalans broke away. You know, Mexico used to basically be Central America. Okay, are they claiming Guatemala back for, you know, for Mexico now? They say if Trump gets in, they've introduced a bill to secede from the United States. And people make jokes about that. If we're run by globalists, they'll let them do that. But none of that's going to happen. They're merging our countries. It's so incredibly saddening. And then we have all these other videos here of Mexican nationals in the U.S. calling for the murder of Donald Trump. Don't hold your breath to see if any of that happens. And again, these are just like the general population of the U.S., dumbed down people that really think they're on a holy crusade to stop this evil Donald Trump that really wants to hurt them. When the truth is, the United States is used like a giant latrine by the globalists. Now, Rachel Maddow is coming up, but we probably should play the Mexican guy saying kill everybody, but let's play Trump So I didn't get to the whole clip, breaking down the criminal enterprise that Hillary runs. And this is the truth. She's been caught. It's worse than we thought. I didn't even imagine she'd be selling access to the Chinese president. That came out last week. I mean, it's just 100,000 pages of stuff. Assange better release it now just to have time in the next 58 days to the election to see what's in there. But here is Donald Trump, who I've gone from tacitly supporting to absolutely supporting. What a statesman. What a man. What stamina. What courage. What bravado. You talk about machismo. He's got it. Here it is.
The whole country saw how unfit she was at the town hall last night, where she refused to take accountability for her failed policies in the Middle East that have produced millions of refugees, unleashed horror of radical Islamic terrorism all over, and made us less safe than ever before. Throughout it all, she put the country, and I mean the entire country, at risk in order to cover up her pay-for-play scandals as Secretary of State. These include scandals giving up uranium to Russia, doing favors for UBS Bank, and selling contracts to friends and family in Haiti. It's all about hiding criminal enterprise, and that's what it's about. As part of her criminal cover-up, Hillary's, and you know her staff, you know it well, you read about it all the time. You just read about it, and it's getting worse and worse. Hillary Clinton's staff deleted and digitally bleached, which is acid cleaned, her emails after receiving a congressional subpoena. That's after receiving, not before. That's after receiving. Then, when she was interviewed by the FBI, she claimed she couldn't remember important events 39 times.
Because of the head injury.
She couldn't even remember whether she was trained or handling classified information.
She said because she was brain dead.
Anything about it. So she really didn't remember. That's a problem. And if she did remember, that's a problem. She even said she didn't know what the letter C stood for, whether it was confidential, classified information,
you know, she's CIA,
or something. All the while, as Hillary and Bill raked in millions of dollars from special interest, the world was falling apart. Hillary Clinton's policies produced ruin in Libya, Iraq, and Syria. Absolute ruin and death. She failed in Russia. She failed in China. She failed miserably in North Korea. Her policies unleashed ISIS, spread terrorism, and put Iran on a path to nuclear weapons.
That's right.
Not to mention the ransom payments.
We're being set up.
Oh, those ransom payments. Remember 2 weeks ago, it was $400 million in cash.
That's $1.6 billion.
Well, yesterday we found out that in cash, it was $1.7 billion.
That's right.
These are unheard of. This is cash. This isn't wire transfer. This isn't check. This is cash. $1.7 billion. And then you say, is that going to terror or is that going to people's bank accounts? I actually think it's going to both.
Of course it is. Trump's so smart. I wish he'd let us know this a decade ago. But he was being a sleeper cell for the Patriots. Amazing. Reality is so much stranger than fiction, as has been said many times. I've got so much more to get into, but people need to understand that when I told you that Mexico is talking about breaking its treaty, they were paid money, by the way, of Guadalupe Hidalgo from the 1840s, that's in the London Telegraph. I mean, this is going on out of Mexico City. And they've made the minister in Mexico that invited Trump down resign. Because they invited him down there. I mean, Hillary won't even show up. They just think the fix is in. They think they have all the answers. They think we're done. But we're not. Now I have a lot more to cover, but going out to break, let's play this childlike fool. And you see this all over the web. The New York Times calls for the death of Donald Trump, saying go out and kill go out and kill Donald Trump, kill his supporters. This is up on Infowars.com. Kill Trump and as many of his supporters as possible. And then you see mainstream media acting like this is cute, this is funny. And this poor young man really thinks he's doing good. He really thinks the mainstream media is his friend, distorting what Trump stands for and saying all this. I'd love to say to this guy, like, what is he, 18 years old? Okay, Mexico puts me in jail for 6 months to a year if I get caught illegally there and deports me anytime they want. He'll go, well, you were Mexico. Yeah, and France and Russia and everything else. I mean, at a certain point, it's just like, stop being a baby. It's this entitlement. It's like, I've been robbed. I've been cheated. Give me a break. The globalists want to extinguish what's left of the engine of freedom in America. I know America's got problems, but the globalists are the big issue. I'm going to skip this break. The New World Order is the issue, son. GMO is the issue. Gardasil is the issue. But I guarantee you, if I talk to this dumbass, at least until I broke through his cognitive dissonance, and I said, you know, every woman in Mexico that is 12 to 13 years old has been given a Gardasil shot that's been banned in Japan and India and all over and causes massive infertility by design and doesn't protect you from papillomavirus. It's one of the rarest forms of cancer to begin with. It is a contraceptive, just like Zika. Because I've told people this, and Michelle and Raza, their face, they just go, shut up, get out of that face, gringo. Just like David Duke, I had him on. I was like, we should come together. The globalists are doing it. Kim trailing us, bioweapons, we're all under attack, New World Order, humanity must come together. And he's like, oh, show, you're just covering up for the Jews. It's like, listen, we can argue all day who runs this. All I know is I don't want aluminum sprayed on anybody, no matter what color they are. I don't want people taking vaccines that admittedly have cancer viruses in almost every one of them. The Gardasil shot has killed, admittedly, hundreds and hundreds of people in the U.S. alone, and that's a very small portion of those we know that's killed. Autoimmune disorders, massive infertility. I've been saying for 12 years it's an infertility vaccine. Did they ever come after me? No, they didn't, because in the trials, it killed so many women. I've had the mothers on with their 12-year-old cheerleader daughter takes the shot, has convulsions for a week, bleeds out of their eyes, their butt, everywhere else, and dies. You know, I'm going to sit here and say, I'm not racist. I don't want to kill Mexicans. Don't take the shot. It's called understanding. People think you're either totally for open borders and world government, or you want to kill all the Mexicans. No, how about I'm not going to be walked on, I'm not going to be run over, I'm not going to be attacked racially, I'm not going to be told I'm the author of everything bad in the world, you slipped down the stairs, I did it. But at the same time, I don't want to sit there and sterilize and kill you. See, I see you like I see myself. I want to be treated like I treat others. Well, I mean, let's play this guy talking about kill Donald Trump, kill everybody. This is just routine for the internet. Here it is.
We Mexicans have to kill Donald J. Trump before he becomes president. He is a threat to every single one of us Mexicans. There are many Mexicans living in the U.S. right now, and I'm asking them to kill Donald Trump before he becomes president. The ones in Mexico who have the means, I'm asking you to cross the border and go and kill Donald Trump and as many as his supporters as possible. Anywhere he goes, just try to bomb the place, shoot up the place, do something. Think about this. This is my reason why I'm asking for this. If you could go back in time and kill Hitler and kill the Nazis, would you do it? Now, we have a modern-day Hitler, and we have to kill him before he gets into power. So I want you to spread this message, and I'm encouraging every single Mexican out there who has the guts to stand up for the Mexican people and to kill Trump and his Nazi followers. Let's do this. Viva Mexico.
Viva Mexico. What is Mexico? A captured globalist enclave just like the U.S. Trump went down there and said, let's get out from under the New World Order. Let's be prosperous. Let's end all this garbage. Let's end this big drug war. Let's do this. But this guy believes that the stuff he gets from the Spanish media that's globalist owned and run is some message of goodness. Imagine if Trump does get killed by a Mexican national. How's that going to work? See, Trump knows he can't lose. Can't lose for winning. Can't win for losing. Not with this. When you do the right thing, you cannot lose, ladies and gentlemen. They kill Donald Trump, he wins. Don't kill him, he wins. Because they're one-sided trade deals to screw over the middle class and to end prosperity because the New World Order on record says they don't want you having your own economy. And with that said, let's start a little bit in the next hour. Then Rob Dew's joining us on vaccine, forced vaccine news that affects everybody. Let's start with Rachel Maddow last night. 13-minute report of total disinformation, twisting, and panicking. Because InfoWars is so horrible and we're run by Vladimir Putin. Let's start the report.
Will artificial intelligence enslave humanity before the globalists do? Ever wondered? Do you also know that Hillary Clinton uses a wheelchair? Her personal vehicle has had to be outfitted with a wheelchair lift because she is not a person who can actually walk. She secretly uses a wheelchair all those times you think you've seen her walking. She hasn't been walking. Did you know that? Did you also know that Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's disease? No, these things are true. I know they are true because I read them in the headlines. Here, I will prove it to you. Will artificial intelligence enslave humanity before the globalists
too?
AI, artificial...
Back it up, 10 seconds. Stephen Hawking, all the top futurists and scientists, concur with our analysis. The Pentagon says they're worried about AI taking over. The globalists admit they're getting rid of humans. They admit that the future doesn't need us. That's the name of an article from Wired Magazine, Rachel. And then you sit there and show headlines like you're discrediting us. We didn't say Hillary couldn't walk. There are lifts on her vehicles. We have photos. We have it from the Secret Service. She's got major medical problems. A straw man, Maddow. You just misrepresented what we're saying. We did not say she can't walk. We said she has neurological problems, and major medical associations are saying she clearly has it. So there you go. Let's go back to her confidence game.
These things are true. I know they are true because I read them in the headlines. Here, I will prove it to you. Will artificial intelligence enslave humanity before the globalists do? AI, artificial intelligence, is taking over. That one was a special report. Here was the shock headline on Hillary Clinton's wheelchair vehicle. Just one column over from that, there was also this seemingly competing news. Does Hillary Clinton have Parkinson's disease? The subhead there, we can all see she has some very serious health problems.
Hit pause. Back it up. In the WikiLeaks, in an article, she's trying to get Parkinson's medication. Just like Aberdeen says, do you need your earpiece? She's clearly got major problems, Maddow. But just keep trying to make us look like coach. Let's continue.
One column over from that, there was also this seemingly competing news. Does Hillary Clinton have Parkinson's disease? The subhead there, we can all see she has some very serious health problems. At this same news source, for all of those stories, you can also find important, maybe even life-saving health information about a powerful new micronutrient that fights the Zika virus. You'll be happy to know that once you have learned about this powerful new micronutrient, this service, this website will sell you that powerful new micronutrient, thus curing your Zika. They will also sell you that alongside their Super Male Vitality Potion.
Yeah, just try it. See what happens.
I got to say, a little steep. 50.
All right, we're going to come back with Cupcake. We're going to come back with her. Of course, if you're a radio listener, you can't see. She's got InfoWars on screen.